405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's hot. It's going to stay hot and continue staying hot until, I don't know, fall. Somewhere around there. Pencil in, October? And then we won't have to tell you that it's hot. We'll tell you it's chilly. Until such time as it warms up and it gets hot again. You know, it's kind of the way this whole thing goes. These are called the seasons. Jeff, I believe this is climate change. You could call it that. We just, you know, call it the seasons. It's what it's always been. You have a season where stuff grows, and a season where stuff doesn't grow, and a season where you harvest stuff, and that's the extent of my farming knowledge. Thank you. But it is what it is. There's just nothing new here, is there? Really, it's toasty. But we do have some thunderstorms rolling in. They're going to be here momentarily, and they're going to be with us. Take a look at the latest, probably through the overnight. So first thing tomorrow morning, you ought to be listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera anyway, starting at 6 a.m. But given the weather, and given that it's going to be a good soak and roads might be a little dicey, you'll especially want to tune in starting at 6. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Going to be more people out on the road than we've seen in a while. Why? Because gasoline prices are near record lows. It's good news. It's another win for President Trump and the team at the White House. All the hysteria and the hullabaloo, these tariffs are going to kill us, and he doesn't know what he's doing with tariffs. Did you see what had just happened with the tariffs and Canada? Canada decided they were imposing some sort of brand new digital tax on Americans. And President Trump said, I don't think it's a great idea. And the new Canadian prime minister said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. To which President Trump said, well, if that's the case, and you don't want to actually have talks about tariffs anymore, then we're going to reinstitute the 25% tariffs. And you know what happened? Immediately, the prime minister of Canada said, we're getting rid of it. Don't you worry. Those tariffs went away. Another win in the Trump column. So what is the verdict on the computer? Dead as a doornail. That there you have it. Thank you, everybody. Remember your waiters and waitresses. I spent a morning today visiting a wide variety of local businesses. Why? Because I like local businesses. It's kind of what I do. I believe in local businesses. I started the day over with Brian Satterwhite at Aris Electrolux. The West End. I mean, we've got all sorts of Aris Electrolux stuff. We've got one vacuum cleaner that I swear cost more than my first car did. But it's going to be one of those things. One of the boys will inherit this thing and they'll be thrilled. Or maybe their wives will be thrilled. Whoever's going to do the cleaning around their house will be thrilled because you cannot kill the Electrolux. Every once in a while, you get it tuned up. And that's what happened. We had an even older one. So I took that in. Hadn't been over there in a while. Ray Satterwhite, of course, was the Aris Electrolux guy for Central Virginia for, I don't know, 40 years, something like that. And his son, Brian, has now taken over the business, took it over when Ray passed away. So I was over there. We had to get, we're getting a little something done with one of them. And then from there, went over to Arts Automotive Service. Said, hey, guys, you're not going to believe this, but somehow, some way, on the driver's side front tire, I picked up a screw. Now, after everybody was done laughing at me and mocking me, I said, seriously, I did. There's a screw in the tire. I said, well, did it happen today? Were you driving through a construction zone? No, smart Alex, I was not, but there it is. I said, well, when did it happen? I said, it's a few days ago. Oh. Is it leaking? No, actually, it's not. Oh. And Danny, who was at the front counter, said, well, the best thing that could happen would be that maybe it just got caught in the tread, but as I got all hopefully said, yeah, that doesn't really happen all that. But it could, in theory. But it probably didn't, and hopefully we'll be able to patch it up. Do you know we hit that lottery number on that one? Because it was a small screw, got caught in the tread, did not even puncture the tire, so that goes in the Jeff Katz win category. But then I went and visited with Josh over at Nerds to Go. Nerds to Go is a collection of, nerds, and they work on computers. So I walked in, I called them ahead of time, they're like, oh yeah, okay, great. And I handed over the laptop. The laptop itself is deceased. That simple. There's nothing else to say. He said, "Well, your hard drive is messed up, so that's not good. I know that." So I take the hard drive out, and I'm giving it to if it's okay with you. I'm going to give it to the folks we use for data recovery. And I said, "Yes, that is fine." And so that's where it is now, hopefully getting all the stuff that needs to be gotten. But the laptop itself is headed over to Tech for Troops, because as Josh at Nerds to Go said, your battery is also getting ready to die. And given the age of the computer, it is simply not worth fixing. You're gonna want to replace it. And I can give it back to you if you want, but just so you know, the battery is bad. And this needs to, no, I'm good. So that is headed over to a Tech for Troops. And you know the story of Tech for Troops, because we've had those guys on the air countless times. They take older computers or non-working computers, and they fix them. And then they get them out to veterans who need a computer of some sort. Period. End of story. That's it. There's no more complexities, no more details. So my laptop, which in all candor did serve me well for 5, 6, 7 years. I don't even know how old it was. I'm not happy about the stuff that at the moment is lost. I got family photos. I got business stuff. I got a lot of stuff in there. So I'm hoping the data recovery folks can actually recover the data. And and then I wound up my parade of visiting local businesses by going to Princess Cleaners in Ashland. They're always such nice people, and that's where I get my dry cleaning done. So there you have it, my cavalcade of local businesses. I love them all. Now the question to you is Mac or Windows, and I know that this thing just hits me. It's almost like a religious debate. On one side, you have Apple people. On the other side, you have everybody else, the non-Apple people. And Germ, before you start lecturing me and throwing things at me, let me just tell you what Josh from Nerds to Go had to say. When I said to him, I said, well, if my laptop is not salvageable, yes, get it to Tech for Troops, that's fine. But my next one, are you going to be able to take the information and put it into a Mac? And he said, well, why are you going to do that? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, why would you buy one of those? I said, well, I'm thinking about doing more video editing. And he went, oh. I said, well, that would be the only reason that anybody would actually want a Mac. And then he was asking me about the type of video editing. And I explained, it's not destined for the big screen in Hollywood or anything like that. He suggested, Jeremy, just so you know, once again going with a Windows-based product, and he had a whole selection of good software suggestions. But he also showed me a laptop, and he said, you see the back of this? I said, yeah. He said, I can fix anything in there. I can replace anything in there. However, if you have an Apple product, everything is welded to the motherboard, and therefore it can only go back to Apple for repairs. Now, I don't know if that's true, Germ. I'm not telling you it is, but that was one of the things he said to me in suggesting that I would be just fine staying with a Windows-based product. So, my question to everyone, because everyone has got an opinion on this, and I want you to hit me up over on the James River Air text line, 833 833- 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You're going to have to let me know. I am really, really, really going to study this and analyze this. I've got a lot of people clearly on the Apple side of things with Jeremy and Craig Peterson and other folks whose opinions I respect. I'm not discounting them by any sense of the imagination, but I'm also looking at prices and things of that sort. So just let me know. Just let me know your thoughts. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You hit me up over there, the James River Air text line, suggestions, thoughts, etc. I would appreciate it. Coming up at 435, speaking of money and expenses, Carl Carlson, my financial planner, my financial advisor, is going to be with us. Carl joins us every afternoon. We talk about money. We talk about getting you ready for some sort of retirement. And then at 5:05, the very first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award winner. It is. It's going to put a big old smile on your face. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday. Yeah. No, that's it. I just thought I'd share with you that it's Monday. Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. We'll talk about what is and is not happening in the markets, how close you may be getting to financial freedom, financial independence. I know we talk about retirement. Invariably, everybody associates a number with that, an age with that. Here's the reality. You can be financially free long before you hit that age. That should be the goal as far as I'm concerned. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I almost said tech line because that's kind of what it's looking like. 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, I have both a Mac and Windows computer. I find the Mac operating system to be easier for some things like photo editing and such, but harder than Windows for other things, but I do feel more secure with the Mac product. Someone else says use a PC at work. I think they're inferior to Mac. If you buy a Mac, it will last you for 10 to 20 years. All right. Jeff, I've had an Apple product since the sixth grade. I graduated from high school in 84, and I've had three Apple computers in that time. They do last forever. Wow. Someone else says, I suggest you get the same type of computer as your son's. My grown children all have Apple products. They never have a problem. I have Lenovo with Microsoft and Windows. We cannot switch files without a huge problem. Photos and those types, blah, blah, blah. My sons don't share photos, so I don't think that's really a thing. I'm really serious. I don't think it's a thing. My oldest son went to college, did not respond to 68 texts that my wife sent him. She was sure that he was dead. And by the time I spoke with him, he was thinking, man, I would have been better off being dead. But they don't send photos. They don't do anything. In fact, they're you know, here I thought I was part sloth, and now I'm looking at them going, gentlemen, please, you're disgusting even me. Which, let me tell you, that's not easy to do. Blah 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 blah. Jeff, our computer tech told us exactly the same thing. We trust him. He suggested a Windows-based laptop as well because he can work on it. Made sense to us. Jeff, if you buy an Apple product, you must own a rainbow sticker. Ooh, okay. And Jeff, isn't it funny how this global warming always seems to subside in October? Yeah, ain't that a blip? I mean, really now, I just prefer to call it the seasons. It's really worked well, you know? Yeah. Coming up at 4:35, Carl Carlson. You do not want to miss him. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. You don't want to miss that either. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is toasty. We're still holding steady at about 93. We do have some thunderstorms that look to be rolling through at any time, may or may not impact us through the overnight. I'm taking a look quickly at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Larry in Chesterfield says, "Hey, Jeff, I just got off the phone with the news director at Channel 8. The news director says the photos in that story were, quote, file photos. And, of course, it wasn't said that the photos were file photos as part of the story." That's true. "I told him what the good sheriff had to say. Keep up the good work." All right. Well, I appreciate that. And Sheriff Leonard called them out and said, "You've got the these images and this Chiron, but whew, man, it's just nothing related to the Chesterfield County Courthouse, even though the scroll at the bottom of your screen says Chesterfield Courthouse." Yeah, that's well. The sheriff had some choice words for it. I think it's lazy more than anything else, to tell you the truth, but, you know, that's just me. All right, speaking of lazy, you know when you can be lazy? If, in fact, you are financially independent and free. Yeah, and that's something you can do when you work with my friend and my financial advisor, financial planner, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. And we get a little tip just about every single week. We talk about how we're going to get you there closer. Today, we ended the month up. And Carl's got a little insight. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Yes, we did end the month up. And today was another record high on the NASDAQ.
Wow. All right. So is that's this nice. two months in a row that we've been up?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been good. We did have a couple that were down.
Yeah.
But now it's back up higher than it was before the drop, the big tariff scare.
Oh, interesting.
I know. Okay. The one you were so scared of.
Well, I was told I had to be scared of it, so, you know, I just follow instructions, right? All right, I'm scared.
That's right.
And terrified.
That's
so
right.
So what happened? Did these Trump tariffs work? Did the rest of the world say we're sorry, or everybody just kind of sucked it up and went on with their life?
I think I've been hearing a lot of media apologizing, saying they kind of got that wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Bad. That was just the strangest thing.
Yeah.
And I know you and I were talking back then that it's going to be good for the country.
Yeah.
And he's like probably one of the best guys that could ever do it. His negotiating skills are amazing.
It does seem like it's where, I mean, even the guy up in Canada's Mark Carney, the prime minister, came in with some sort of a digital tax for what, 72 hours before Trump said, well, okay, fine, we'll put the tariffs back. And he's like, no, it's a typo, Mr. President. I don't know what they were thinking, but it's gone, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Yeah. So that's, and then it had to kind of prove itself through, I guess. I mean, and it had to prove itself out so boldly that things kind of turned around, market turned around. Yep. President Trump's not getting beat up anymore on it. Probably not going to get any praise on it, but.
Oh, you can count.
I'll praise him.
Yeah, no, you and I will praise him, but other than that, yeah,
yeah.
He'll get nothing for it. That's true. What about this Jerome Powell? Because he's got, what, 10 months left on his term. President Trump has already said, look, you are not going to be reappointed, and we could really get this economy cooking if, in fact, you would do something about the interest rate. Does that push Powell to actually do something, or does it just make him more of an obstructionist?
I feel like it's more of the obstructionist viewpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been there 2 months too long. 10 months too long.
Yeah. Is there anything,
so,
Carl, do you
think not much you can do about it.
Is there anything the president can do to sort of blunt what Powell is or is not doing?
There is. There's some things that his Secretary of the Treasury could do and that they could do to make a little difference. It's just a little harder work than he would have wanted to have done. But just like fuel prices coming down.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. I knew that would happen.
Yep.
Just it didn't happen in the first 30 minutes that he was president, but... And I know he would have wanted it to, but
oh.
it's gonna roll out, and that's gonna help a lot too. And that from the beginning, that was a pretty obvious reason for the huge inflation,
right? Right.
And now, as that starts coming back down, that'll help, and then that'll help interest rates too, I think. So
okay, all right. Well,
that
is good. What about the so-called Trump accounts? We're hearing about these. They're in this legislation, the one big beautiful bill, some sort of special savings account that they're attaching President Trump's name to. Do you know about that?
I do not.
Oh,
a Trump account.
Yeah, he
was. Is it being added to the by the Senate?
Yes.
Or was it, because I don't remember it being in there when Congress passed it.
Yeah, it's something that's, that they want to add to kind of give, I think, to younger couples, things of that sort. And I don't know that it's going to pass. It didn't sound like a terrible idea. It sounded, it sounded okay as long as they were funded properly.
I wonder if that could, did that have anything to do with the giving a little extra bonus for people to have children?
I think that's what it is. I think that's what people are attaching.
That's
that
part of what they're calling. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I mean, young people getting married and having kids, it's a little bit tough out there for them financially.
Yep. Yep.
That definitely helped. You and I know that. We had kids.
It's
hard in those early days.
Hey, I got news for you. It's not easy in the older days, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
My fridge is still being emptied by those two young men. Believe me. It's, anyway.
That's right.
July 4th is Independence Day. We talk about financial independence. Just give everybody a sense of that, Carl. I know we talk about retirement. People talk about retirement. They think numbers have to be 62 or 64 or 105 or whatever the age is this year. But financial independence really is something different, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's about building your wealth and building your nest egg so that you don't have to work if you don't want to. But if you want to do something different, change careers, or maybe you're just worn out because you've been working a assembly line for a lot of years, but you want to just be in the position where, hey, when I don't feel like working, I'm not going to work, or I'm going to do something different. And to get there, you have to build extra, what I would say probably in most people's minds, there, I would call it extra wealth.
Right.
And that's by getting your growth right with your growth stocks so that you've got an additional really nice pool of money there to be able to be financially free and not have to worry.
That was the goal that Heidi and I came in with, and I keep opening those Fidelity things going, hey, Carl made it so. That's good. I like that.
Looks good. You're going to see another one in about 12 days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll wait for you, and I'll open it on the air again. How's that?
Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, Carl, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com so they can download that free retirement toolkit. They put some numbers in. Everybody's got questions after that. After they do that, what is the best way to get in touch with you or the team over there at Carlson Financial?
Two ways. One, through our website at carlsonfinancial.com, and the other, just give us a call at 844-CARLSON.
Fair enough. I appreciate you being
here. And until then, happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, my friend. Very happy Independence Day as well. That is Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial. Always always appreciate chatting with Carl. I want to tell you that Carl's with us just about every single Monday. Oh, I forgot to ask him, Macro Windows. All right, all right. Well, I'm asking you, Macro Windows, 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Coming up just 20 minutes from now, the first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award. No, this is not the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. This is the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. It's totally different. It will not be presented any more often than once per year. And it is only for a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has 20 plus years in and is eligible to retire and will be leaving a legacy behind at their agency. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I wouldn't lie to you. I mean, it's food related. It is the Jeff Katz sandwich. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday and it is toasty, and that's, well, it is what it is. I have to give you weather updates because, well, I have to give you weather updates, but who are we kidding? We all know. You want to hear something great? Jonathan Carl over on ABC News accidentally, inadvertently asked a question that was legitimate. I know. Okay, well. So we don't have the audio right now. We'll get it, not to worry, but I am going to let you know about it. You'll be able to go and get a head start, actually, if you go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. You can actually watch it. So Jonathan Carl doesn't ordinarily ask questions that are, you know, legitimate or insightful or well thought out. However, he had that Hakeem Jeffries on, I guess, probably Sunday, right? Today's Monday, so it must have been one of those Sunday talking head shows. I don't know. They all kind of look and sound the same to me at this point. But he did ask that Hakeem Jeffries about the Jew-hating communist who has now secured the Democrat Party's nomination for mayor in New York City. And rather than give an honest answer, a legitimate answer, this Hakeem Jeffries says, oh, well, I just don't really know the guy. Oh, I don't know the guy. Really? All right. Well, let's take a listen. We do have it now. Let's take a listen.
I'm joined now by House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Let's start with the big news, Leader Jeffries, out of your hometown. Mamdani won a big victory. Have you endorsed him yet?
I have not. We had a conversation on Wednesday morning where I congratulated him on the campaign that he ran, a campaign that clearly was relentlessly focused on the high cost of living in New York City and the economy. He outworked, he out-communicated, and he out-organized the opposition, and that's clearly why he was successful.
So what's holding you back from endorsing him right now?
Well, we don't really know each other well. Our districts don't overlap. I have never had a substantive conversation with him, and so that's the next step in terms of this process, to be able to sit down, which we agreed to do in Central Brooklyn, discuss his vision for moving the city forward and addressing the issues that are important to the communities that I represent, a very diverse district that I represent in Brooklyn, including many African Americans, many Jewish Americans, many Caribbean Americans who are dealing with a lot of challenges in the city and want to make sure that the next mayor of the city of New York, whoever that may be, is prepared to tackle them.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Here's what I can actually tell you, just so you know. Some of the Democrats are terrified by this lunatic, and other Democrats are thinking, well, yeah, why, that's who we are. That's exactly what the party is. I would tell you that it is that latter group which is telling you the truth. Those are the folks that represent the Democrats in the year 2025. It's sad. I'll give you that one for sure. It is sad. I got to think that there are a lot of good, decent people who probably have spent their life supporting that party, voting for that party, being friendly towards that party, who are looking at it right about now and saying, what's happened? For me, as a former Democrat, I mean, grew up in Philadelphia, for God's sake. Everybody was a Democrat. It's a little bit like growing up in, you know, New York or Chicago or certain other places, but I had my Ronald Reagan moment. I think a lot of people now are going to have their Ronald Reagan moment, where they say, I didn't leave that party. That party left me. Because anybody in this day and age who is on board with that party is standing with people who want to tax white people more than black people, who are, well, calling to globalize the Intifada, who have demonstrated their hatred for Jews. I don't see how you can do it. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.